Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd ask you to turn your thoughts for a moment today to holy baptism. We'll be celebrating a baptism this Sunday, Lord willing, and we'll talk more about it then too. But it's fitting that we give it some time today. Baptism and Good Friday. Washing and dying. Water and blood. They don't seem to go together. It's the blood of the Lamb that captures our attention on Good Friday. It's the gory scene of torn flesh from the scourging, of thorns driven into the head of Christ, of nails and a spear, and a dead body bandaged in cloths that were once white, but now are stained with blood. Good Friday was a day full of shame and pain and death, whereas baptism is usually characterized by cleanness and life and joy. On that happy day when parents bring their children to the font, or when an unbaptized adult comes forward for that holy sacrament, no one is thinking about the bloody mess of Good Friday. If anything, it's the joy of Easter resurrection that fills our thoughts, not the torture and death of the Passover lamb. But what does St. John say in the book of Revelation about that great multitude in heaven standing before the throne of God? He writes, "These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." A washing in the blood of Christ that cleanses and whitens. What was it again that John saw standing there at the foot of the cross, streaming from Jesus' side? Water and blood. He tells us that immediately blood and water came out. And then he emphasizes it with these words, "He who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe." He refers back to the same event again in his epistle, which we heard last week, Wednesday. "This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood." Commenting on those words, Luther once wrote, "Thus St. John pictures our dear baptism for us in this way, so that we shall not regard and look only at the clear water. For, he says, Christ comes not with water only, but with the water and the blood." Through such words, he desires to admonish us to see with spiritual eyes and see in baptism the beautiful rosy red blood of Christ, which flowed and poured from his holy side. And therefore he calls those who have been baptized none other than those who have been bathed and cleansed in this same rosy red blood of Christ. Martin Luther rightly made the connection between Good Friday and baptism, just as the Apostle John himself had done, just as you and I must do. Baptism and Good Friday belong together, because it's the rosy red blood of Christ, the Paschal Lamb, that sanctifies the water so that the water in turn can sanctify the one who is washed in it. "We were therefore buried with Christ through baptism into death," St. Paul wrote. On that happy day when parents bring their children to the font, when you yourselves receive this holy sacrament, the striking picture painted for us by Holy Scripture is of God taking that child or that adult and whisking him or her away, back through the ages and across the ocean, and hanging the baptized onto the cross of Christ Jesus, and placing the baptized into the newly carved tomb of Joseph where Jesus was laid, so that together with Christ, he or she has now been punished for all sin. Together with Christ, the baptized has now paid the wages of sin, which is death, together with Christ. The baptized has now also been raised from the dead. He is forgiven, justified, and saved from the power of sin, death, and the devil. This is the object of faith. This is what faith clings to, that Christ truly died, not for his sins, but for ours. That he was truly raised from the dead, not for his justification, but for ours. And that we have been baptized into Christ. Your baptism really happened. There were witnesses of it. Just as the events of Good Friday really happened, just as Easter Sunday really happened, and there's nothing in the world that can change any of it. No sin can undo it, no tragedy can overturn it, not even death can affect it. You don't have to go searching within yourself for some goodness you can rely on in the hour of your death, for some past deeds that might hopefully pry the doors of heaven open long enough for a sinner like you to be let in. Instead, whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Period. How can you be sure? Because it is finished. All the blood has been spilt for sin that ever needs to be spilt by Jesus, and applied to you by the power of the Word of God that is in and with the water. Water that appears clear to the naked eye. But to the eye of God and to the eye of faith, it appears rosy red. All the gifts won by Christ on Good Friday are yours through the sacrament of holy baptism. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.